KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Lots of high school track and field last night as state qualifying meets were held at all classes in a number of locations. Here in Atlantic last night, the Class 3A qualifying meet held. On the boys' side, Atlantic qualified in 13 different times for the state meet. Let's take a look at some of those qualifiers as first and second place finishers in each event automatically qualified for the state tourney. In the 100-meter dash, Nick Foss of Harlan was the runner-up behind Nate Kennedy of Glenwood to qualify. Also, Kennedy and Foss were 1 and 2 in the 200-meter dash. Kennedy also won the 400-meter dash last night for Glenwood. Also, Chase Mullinex was the champ in the 800 meters, just ahead of Craig Allen Becker of Atlantic in second place. They are both qualifiers. Becker also qualified as the runner-up in the 1600 meters. The 3200 was an Atlantic sweep at the top as well, with Bradley Dennis and Jalen Peterson finishing 1 and 2 and both qualifying. Grant Reed of Atlantic won the 110 hurdles and the 400-meter hurdles to qualify in both of those events. In the 4x200-meter relay, Harlan and Atlantic were 1 and 2 and both qualify. Atlantic the runner-up at the 4x4 and qualifies. Atlantic was the champ in the 4x800. They were the runners-up in the sprint medley relay, the champs in the distance medley relay, and qualified in all of those events. Harlan won the shuttle hurdle relay to qualify. Also in the field events, Spencer Ray of Atlantic, the runner-up in the high jump to qualify. Harlan's Nick Foss won the long jump. Harlan's Caleb Brouse was the runner-up in the shot put, while Caleb Beaker of Harlan won the discus throw, all of those qualifiers for state. On the girls' side last night, Atlantic had three qualifiers through the district qualifying meet on to state. Taylor McCready was the champ in the 3,000-meter run last night for Atlantic. Also, Harlan's Chloe Hansen won the 400-meter hurdles. Atlantic's 4x200-meter relay team was a runner-up and qualifies for the state championships. Also, Haley Rasmussen of Atlantic won the girls' long jump to qualify for the state meet as well. Glenwood was the team champ on both the girls' and boys' sides last night. Also in a Class 2A qualifying meet at Trainer last night, the top two also qualified for state. Among those locally in the 100-meter dash, Cora Comer of AHSTW was the champ. Megan Carley of Trainer won the 200-meter dash to qualify. Underwood's Carly Larson, the runner-up in the 400 meters. In the 800 meters, Ryan Porch of AHSTW, the champ, and Kylie Morrison of Logan Magnolia, the runner-up. In the 1,500 meters, Logan Magnolia's Taylor Sporer was the champ. In the 3,000, Sporer wins there as well. Heidi Hall of AHSTW, the runner-up. They both qualify. In the 100 hurdles, Hannah Earlbeck of Kemper Catholic and Olivia Diggins of Logan Magnolia, 1 and 2 to qualify. Cecilia Myers of Underwood wins the 400-meter hurdles to advance to state. In the 4x1, Trainer was the runner-up to qualify. In the 4x2, AHSTW and Trainer were 1 and 2. In the 4x4, it was Underwood and Trainer at the top. 4x8 saw Red Oak and Logan Magnolia both qualify. Underwood was the runner-up in the sprint medley relay. Also in the distance medley, Trainer and Logan Magnolia finished 1 and 2. In the shuttle hurdle, it was Logan Magnolia and Underwood finishing 1 and 2. Also in the field events, Trainer's Sienna Black was the champ in the high jump. The long jump saw Kemper Catholic's Mallory Bating and Maddie Shipley of Trainer finish 1 and 2. In the shot put event, Logan Hughes of Shenandoah and Caitlin Diggins of Logan Magnolia were the top two, while Hughes of Shenandoah and Lauren Shapcott of Underwood were 1 and 2 in the discus event to qualify for state. Over on the boys' side at Trainer last night in 2A, in the 100-meter dash, Gage Clay of AHSTW was the champ ahead of Nick Allen of Missouri Valley. Clay also won the 200-meter dash last night. In the 400-meter dash, it was Parker Bating of Kemper Catholic and Duke Kyle of Missouri Valley, 1 and 2. In the 800, Underwood's Jalen Humphrey was the champ. Trainer's Jerry Jorgensen won the 1600 and the 3200. In the 110 hurdles, Trainer's Jake Fisher qualified as the runner-up right behind Isaac Baumhover of Kemper Catholic, the winner. Also in the 400-meter hurdles, Shenandoah's Harley Martin was the champ and Isaac Baumhover of Kemper Catholic the runner-up. In the relays, AHSTW was the champ right ahead of Shenandoah in the 4x100. In the 4x2, it was AHSTW and Underwood placing first and second. Missouri Valley and Underwood were 1 and 2 in the 4x400. Underwood and Logan Magnolia 1 and 2 in the 4x8. In the sprint medley, AHSTW and Kemper Catholic were the top two teams. Also in the distance medley relay, Underwood and Trainer were 1 and 2. Shuttle hurdle relay saw Kemper Catholic and Trainer capture the top two spots. In the field events, in the high jump, Miles Rupiper of Kemper Catholic was the champ to advance. Rupiper also won the long jump with Underwood's Gavin Dominguez finishing second. And also in the discus, it was Brandon Magnuson of Underwood, right ahead of his teammate Landon Nelson in the discus at the top, as they both qualify for state. In a 1A meet held at Audubon last night, a little different to 1A, just the champions automatically qualify. Then there'll be some others determined today based on best times and performances last night. Among some of those local qualifiers from there, on the boys' side, Deshaun Carr of CAM wins the 100-meter dash. Also last night in that meet at Audubon, on the girls' side, Reagan Weinheimer of Nottoway Valley was the champ in the girls' 800-meter run. Also in the 1,600-meter run, it was Bryson Wallace of Nottoway Valley winning that race on the boys' side. In the girls' 100-meter hurdles, Nottoway Valley's Lexi Shike was a champ to advance. In the 110 boys' hurdles, Audubon's Nolan Smith goes to state with the victory last night. In the girls' 4x100-meter shutter hurdle relay, Nottoway Valley won the title in that race to advance on to the state meet. Also last night at Audubon in that 1A meet, among the qualifiers, IKM Manning wins the 4x400-meter relay on the girls' side as they get a chance to advance on to state in that event. IKM Manning's girls were champs in the 4x800-meter relay. Exira EHK, a champion in the boys' 4x800-meter relay. Also, Nottoway Valley's girls' sprint medley relay team qualified with a victory last night. And also looking through those results, Jade Jackson of CAM wins the girls' high jump event last night, and that is good enough to put her at state. Also in the boys' long jump, Deshaun Carr of CAM won the championship in that event. Audubon's Joseph Zager was the winner in the boys' discus to advance. Audubon's Melissa Deist won the girls' shot put event last night to qualify for state. Nottoway Valley won the girls' distance medley relay title last night to advance. The shuttle hurdle relay on the boys' side went to Audubon as that team advances on to state as well. Now, also in the 1A meet at West Harrison last night, there were a few local qualifiers in that meet. On the boys' side, among those qualifiers in that Class 1A meet locally, let's check the girls' side on that meet. On the girls' side at West Harrison last night, Tri-Center had some success getting some of their athletes on to state. Peyton Poggi wins the 800 and the 1,500 meters. She also was the champ in the 3,000 meters in last night's meet. Tri-Center also winner in the girls' 4x200-meter relay and the 4x400-meter relay. They also grabbed the sprint medley relay title in that meet last night. Again, that meet held at West Harrison High School. Now, there'll be more qualifiers set later today as they compare best times and distances in last night's event. Some of those top performances in 2A and 3A, the top two finishers in each event automatically qualify. Then there'll be eight more that'll be selected throughout the state based on performance. And in Class 1A, the champions at each event automatically qualify. There'll be 14 others selected by best performances, and those will be released a little bit later today after those are compared. In girls golf yesterday, the Atlantic girls golf team, a third place finish in the Southeast Polk Tournament at Copper Creek Golf Course. Atlantic was third behind West Des Moines Valley, the champs, who shot 317, and Southeast Polk, who shot 362. Atlantic's total of 368 was better than Indianola's 380 and Marshalltown's 386 in the top five. There were 12 teams in that meet. Alyssa Ginther had a third place finish with a 77 on that par 71 course. Bailey Newell was fourth with an 81. For Atlantic in yesterday's meet. The Iowa High School Athletic Association has released the boys' sub-state soccer pairings for 2018. First-round matches are set to be played Monday, May 21st, semifinals on May 23rd, and the finals on May 26th. The state soccer tournament scheduled for May 31st through June 2nd in Des Moines. In Class 1A, Atlantic will play in sub-state 7 in the late game of a doubleheader at West Central Valley School. That'll be a 7 o'clock match on May 21st. AHSTW plays Panorama in the first game at 5 o'clock. Des Moines Christian, there'll be a doubleheader as well. Creston playing Clark, followed by Nottoway Valley versus Des Moines Christian. In sub-state 8 first-round games, Clarinda Academy plays at St. Albert. Tri-Center versus Logan Magnolia at Trainer. Missouri Valley is at Trainer, and Underwood will play at Riverside. And the latest high school soccer rankings are out for the girls from the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Association and for the boys from the Iowa High School Soccer Coaches Association. Girls rankings in 1A, St. Albert is number 10 again this week. Trainer jumps to the end of the rankings at number 11. In Class 2A, Lewis Central remains top-rated, while Thomas Jefferson is up a spot to number 8, and Glenwood remains at 13. In the boys' rankings, Abraham Lincoln is 16th in 3A. In 2A, Harlan is ranked 5th, while in 1A, St. Albert is ranked 10th, and AHSTW is ranked 16th in this week's rankings. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.